You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And now I'm joined by Alison Reed, who's the co-owner of Search and Destroy, which is a wonderful vintage store on K Road that I'm sure many of you listening are familiar with. Hey, Alison.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good.
So we're talking about First Thursdays, which is coming up this Thursday. And there's something a little bit new happening.
Sure is. We are doing the inaugural Cross Street Market.
So, awesome.
Yeah, we're opening up our street, inviting people along. It's part Parisian flea market, part artisan makers. It's pretty much everything we love in one room, which is crockery and rock and roll, really.
Everything from Parisian to artisan.
That's exactly right.
I love it. I love it. That's very cool. I'm sure many people have been to First Thursdays. It's happens in the evening. Are there four of them a year, I think?
I think it's biennial.
Biennial.
Used to be four, now it's biennial, so two, maybe four a year. We'll say anything can happen on K Road.
They're even more special, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And lots of cool events happening. But so this is running from the afternoon, is that correct?
The Cross Street Market opens at 2 o'clock on the first Thursday. Generally, first Thursdays start in the evening, so there'll be shenanigans up on K Road from six. But we've gone early. We're at 2 o'clock.
I like that. I feel like, you know, I want to be buying my flea market goods at about three.
Yep, and then that's when you'll get the bargain.
Partying at 6 or 7.
yeah, that's right.
Will they be open right till 9pm?
Yep, we sure will. So we'll be running from 2 till 9, and then the Cross Street Market also goes for the next 3 days. So we're on Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, awesome.
So reasonable hours on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 10 till 5. And there'll be new goods every day. So you can come along twice if you want, every day. There'll be Miller's Coffee, which we're particularly excited about. Mr. Miller's been on Cross Street for many years. He's sort of the godfather of Cross Street. And the only issue is that Miller's closes at midday every day. So he has been generous enough to give us some coffee beans. And there'll be Miller's Coffee on Cross Street till 5.
What a treat.
It's a big news, huge.
I have to say, I walk past there often, but I've never seen it open. But now I know why.
Now you know why.
Because I'm asleep probably when it is open. Oh, that's very cool. So what are some of the people that are bringing along stalls?
So we've got a lot of vintage coming in. We're particularly excited to have garden objects, and they're bringing a little bit of French workwear. Anybody's into some French workwear?
Cool.
Which I am. We've got a lot of ceramics. So we've got Ace Vira's coming in. Beautiful, amazing pottery. We've got the Jihos. They do wood-turned objects. We have got Katie and Cyrus coming along with some kawakawa balm and kawakawa tea, hopefully. And they're also bringing in some pottery from Hawke's Bay, which is where I'm from.
Lovely. Yeah. It sounds like a nice mix.
It's a good mix. There'll be a lot of vinyl. So, and new vinyl every day. There's also a bookstore. It's just called Books! I know there's a Frankenstein book. Lots of rock and roll books. Search and Destroy will be having a very special rack of all of the really hard to find vintage. So you might want to get in on that one.
Awesome.
I know there's a Joy Division t-shirt original. I'll probably get phone calls after this.
Yeah, I think you definitely, as soon as you hit vinyl, I think a lot of ears out there will be perking up.
There's a lot of vinyl, and we've got Tito from Rebel Soul Records and Sam Harmon's coming along, so it should be really good.
Excellent.
I should actually also say we've got Helter Skelter, which is our crockery shop. So there'll be lots of Crownlyn in there for all you Crownlyn collectors out there.
Yeah, we were having a little bit of a chat about Crownlyn. Alison said the last time she was up at BFM, she was doing an interview about it, and she's a little bit of a Crownlyn expert.
Wow. I don't know how that...
I said it, not you.
Self-titled? Okay, yep, no, yeah, okay.
I'm going to put it out there. Not that I know anything about Crownlyn.
Well, it's a beast. It's a beast, and I'm specifically a colour glaze collector, but come and have a chat. We'll get you hooked on Crownlyn.
I think that sounds like a fun thing to get hooked on.
It's good. Well, you know, at one point in the 1980s, they were the largest company in New Zealand, producing 12 million pieces a week. So it was a big beast in those days. And beautiful items like the Ernie Shufflebottom hand potted pieces are just gorgeous. I'll get you into it somehow.
Yeah, I'm going to come down and I probably will not intend to buy anything and leave with like five sources.
We do deliver. There's furniture as well. So if anybody needs a couch or a great table or any of that kind of stuff, we've also got furniture.
Great. Well, that is the first Thursday's Cross Street Market, running 2 to 9pm on Thursday, July 6th, and then again on Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
10 till 5, yep.
10 till 5. Wonderful. For the actual first Thursdays, which we probably touch on just a little bit, what's the theme this time?
The Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
Okay, so it's kind of an Alice in Wonderland-y.
Yep, which is quite fitting because quite a few mad people, but it's contained madness, contained madness. I think the other thing with First Thursdays, it's like if you imagine if you went overseas and you had some very fond memories of Cairo, that's sort of what First Thursday is about. It's a carnival, it's an extravaganza, all of the shops get involved, there's bargains to be had everywhere, and it's not just St. Kevin's Arcade End and Cross Street End, it goes right up until the Keep. So it's the whole road. There'll be drag queens, Queen of Hearts, look out for her. And an amazing jazz band, actually, will be on the street.
Oh, awesome.
So it just sort of comes alive and it's a carnival fever. It's wonderful.
I've been to a few, but I've also had the experience where I didn't know it was on and I've just stumbled onto K-Road and just been like, oh my God, what's going on? but it's wonderful. You'll just be, there'll be like a marching band with some cool events and
And it's family entertainment. I mean, you can bring the kids, you can bring anyone, you can bring auntie and uncle. There is something for everyone.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Alison Reed. And I know I'm going to get down there and hopefully not buy too many things. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.